States across the country are being told they are kicking too many people off Medicaid. The concern is that thousands of people could be losing their health insurance when they still qualify for it. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Husri reports one man's saga with the Indiana Medicaid agency.
Daniel Hodge was shocked when his pharmacy told him that his Medicaid insurance was not working.
It was really disheartening and frightening.
Hodge lives in Indiana, and he relies on insulin and a new expensive drug that really helped his diabetes. He also needs some mental health medications, and he can't afford most of this without Medicaid.
It was, you know, very concerning because at the same time I was having financial difficulties.
Hodge knew he qualified for Medicaid, but still lost it anyway. Here's the backstory. During the pandemic, everyone who got on Medicaid stayed on it. The federal government prohibited states from disenrolling anyone for 3 years. And so the number of people on Medicaid ballooned to unprecedented levels. Now that this federal policy expired in April, states are sifting through their Medicaid rolls to drop people who no longer qualify and to only keep those who are poor enough covered by Medicaid. But in that complex process, millions are losing their insurance due to paperwork issues, not because they are, in fact, ineligible. And some might still qualify. Take Hodge, for example. The state had incorrect information about him. One letter he received from the Medicaid agency said,
they had been informed my job had ended and that I needed to tell them what I was doing. And that actually wasn't true, but I've been doing the same thing since 2019.
So he went to the local Medicaid office.
And they took care of it. They said it was a glitch and that it was no big deal.
But then months later, he got a letter from the state saying that he didn't respond to multiple Medicaid notices, that his coverage will end soon. He went back to the office for help.
They looked into it and they said, it's saying our stuff is saying that you've had returned mail from us. And I was very confused about that because I'm kind of old school. I get all my bills in the mail and I get them without fail every single month.
A caseworker helped him and said he should be okay. But by the time the state verified and updated his information, it was past the date his Medicaid was set to end. Just a few days later, Hodge lost his insurance. It took many phone calls over weeks before the state reinstated his coverage. By then, he missed a few doses of medications. What happened to Hodge is part of what's known as procedural disenrollments, which include things like returned mail, missing or inaccurate paperwork, as well as people not responding to state notices. Dozens of providers and navigators Side Effects spoke to say they encounter stories like Hodge's every week.
And the folks most vulnerable are really bearing a burden of the inefficiencies of this system.
That's Glo Showalter, a Medicaid navigator who helps patients with their insurance at Maple City Healthcare Center in northern Indiana.
I want the people making the decisions to have to live a day in the lives of the people that I'm working with. Like, try it out.
Nationwide, out of everyone disenrolled, 3 out of 4 people lost insurance for procedural reasons. In Indiana, it's even higher. Adriana McIntyre is an assistant professor of health policy at Harvard University. She says as unprecedented as the unwinding is, it's also completely ordinary. The only difference now is...
So for the first time, we're actually sort of seeing the nuts and bolts of how this all works. But before the public health emergency, states did this routinely. Every year, people were up for renewal.
We just didn't have the data to see how that was going. Since the unwinding, states have been publicly reporting their disenrollment data to the federal government, something they didn't have to do before. Now that we got a look under the hood, it's not looking pretty. Farah Husri, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects community engagement specialist Brittany Howell informed this reporting. Side Effects is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.